you know me for being a very open and truthful person, and I've got more to the story for you.
Today, the edgy queen of daytime stepped down from her studio throne to reveal a humbling truth.
For some time now, and even today and beyond, I have been living in a sober house.
Wendy Williams, the glitzy, often brash, gossipy girlfriend next door, was none of that today. Today, her truth not just familiar to the famous, but many families in America.
You know, I've had a struggle with cocaine in my past, and I see my brothers and sisters caught up in their addiction and looking for help. They don't know I'm Wendy. They don't care I'm Wendy. There's no autographs. There's no nothing. It's the brothers and sisters caught up in the struggle.
Daily Mail TV obtained these photos and video of Williams and her husband, Kevin, as the Daily Mail says, walking into the Pure Recovery Sober Living Facility in New York City.
Only Kevin and Kevin have known about this. Not my parents. Nobody. Nobody knew. Because I look so glamorous out here.
This is not Williams' first bout with addiction, but it is the latest round in a string of health problems. October 2017, she collapsed on the air. Later, laughing it off in an interview with ABC's Amy Robach.
I'm also going through menopause, so I didn't think my costume was hot when I first tried it on.
Last year, she was still laughing when she explained away her absence on the air.
I've been trending regarding what the hell is going on with Wendy.
This time, citing doctor's orders as the result of complications with Graves' disease and hyperthyroidism.
It was just a mess going on inside of my body, but I'm saved. Really, Amy, it was a perfect storm. A perfect storm that had been brewing, I have to say, internally knowing my body since late July.
Late last year again, citing a shoulder injury.
I have a hair fracture on my right shoulder, and I did it on Sunday, and by Monday morning, my shoulder was on fire.
And finally this year, a mysterious 2-month absence from her show. A chorus of fill-in host, but no explanation. And then today.
I am driven by my 24-hour sober coach back to a home that I live in here in the South, I mean, in the tri-state, with a bunch of smelly boys who've become my family. Doors locked by 10 p.m., lights out by 10 p.m. So I go to my room and I stare at the ceiling and I fall asleep to wake up to come back here to see you.
Addictions, they're the great equalizer. They know no barriers of race, creed, socioeconomic status. So good for her for coming out and moving past the silence, which many times is a huge barrier to getting the proper treatment.
We have a beautiful home.
Thank you.
Back in 2015, I spent time with Williams in her suburban New Jersey home, granting us a rare look behind the curtain into her private life.
I'm a Jersey girl, through and through.
What does that mean?
You know, we have a certain way about us. It's a little tacky, but really lovable.
Even then, it was clear there was one side of Wendy that we saw, and one we did not.
Define for me the public Wendy Williams and the private Wendy Williams. Same person?
Yes, they're very much related. The public Wendy is a show pony. Private me is still a show pony in a different way. You know, at my house, so, you know, I like a good moo-moo, a big wig. But I'm quiet and I'm shy.
Though reticent at first, she did talk about her struggles with addiction.
Did get wrapped up in addiction for about 10 horrible years of my life.
What was your drug of choice?
Cocaine. I liked it. Why did I do it? Because it was there, you know? I wanted a different life for myself, and I never went to rehab, but yeah, I would just stop. And change your social circles.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
I was private, which is probably the worst type of addiction, you know, when you're hiding it from the world.
Reflective about her own addiction, she famously showed that raw Wendy Williams edge in a 2003 radio interview when she confronted the late Whitney Houston on her alleged drug use.
Is there drug use going on at this present time?
Who are you talking to? Don't talk to me about this.
You are very defensive, Whitney.
I have to be, Wendy. You talk about me every f***ing day.
Did you recognize in the moment this was going someplace where, you know, or did it just happen organically?
it happened organically, but I recognized the moment because I recognized the behavior because that was once me.
Addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone out you?
No, no one outed me. But you know, when people are on drugs, you know, you know. You know, you look at them, you see. People knew, but they wouldn't say anything. Mm. You know?
Her struggles, partly masked by a hugely successful public career, and in fact, part of her allure.
Why do you think people, viewers, like you so much? I mean, you're one of the most successful women on daytime television.
I am.
From the shameless love of wigs.
Please, honey, look.
The occasional over-the-top outfits, and of course, that iconic catchphrase. With all of it, she's one of the longest-running daytime hosts in America, 11 seasons and counting.
I think people like me because I'm funny, because I'm real, I'm comfortable with myself, and that makes people comfortable with themselves.
For a woman who's endured her own share of tabloid covers, no celebrity is too big or too small.
It's time for Hot Topics.
For a turn on Wendy's Hot Topics.
I don't feel duped because he's turning into a woman. I feel duped because he's the same fame whore as the rest of the family. I feel duped.
Any concern, because a lot of your Hot Topic information comes from the tabloids, any concern that you might be sharing false information?
Well, a lot of it doesn't come from the tabloids. Some of it does. We have a legal department. Okay, one woman, she's a lawyer, but she's here every day. And she'll be quick to come out here and say, okay, look. You can't say this or you can't say that, which I do appreciate.
By her own admission, Wendy Williams is complicated.
Hi.
We love you.
Thank you. I love you more.
So you watch your show?
Who doesn't watch her show?
What do you like about her?
She's beautiful. She's honest.
Yeah.
She's a good lady.
Thanks. That looks exactly like me.
We saw the multiple sides of Wendy unfold in seconds.
It's nice to put a smile on people's faces. And honestly, some of my most touching moments.
Moved to tears one moment.
Some of my most touching moments with my Wendy watchers are people who say they've battled cancer and I helped them get through chemotherapy. Or, you know, while they were pregnant and couldn't do as much as they used to. But I was there for them.
Jabbing for laughs, the next.
What a mess. Wow, what a gentleman.
That's quintessentially Wendy Williams, unapologetically, authentically herself. Perhaps that's why so many are drawn to her, and why now, more than ever, they will stand beside her.
To Wendy and all the other Wendys in the world, recovery is possible. Just, you know, choose your support system, trust them. It's one day at a time.
So that is my truth.
Wendy did not reveal her substance, but whatever it is, she is not alone. It's estimated 20 million Americans have struggled with a substance abuse disorder.
Hi everyone, George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel, and don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.